For Awos Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, are to meet again, perhaps later this week in Geneva, but U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Wednesday Kerry remains committed to resolving outstanding issues leading to a durable cessation of hostilities, humanitarian access, and a resumption of peace talks.
We hope to get there, but we won't agree to an arrangement, as we've said before, that does not meet our core objectives. But at this point, as I said, nothing to announce or confirm in terms of travel.
University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunas said one of the sticking points is who actually is a terrorist and who is a rebel opposed to Bashar al-Assad.
The Syria and the Russians, of course, see all the rebels as bad rebels. The United States makes distinctions between hardcore Islamists like al-Nusra and the more moderate elements that the United States has historically supported. Then, of course, they're the really bad rebels, that is, the Islamic State, which both sides see as the priority.
Meanwhile, the UN said the fighting in central Hama province displaced another 100,000 people in the past week. Gabon's newly re-elected President Ali Bongo has dismissed European Union criticism of the disputed August 27 election that he won by a thin margin over his main opposition rival, Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview aired Wednesday, Mr. Bongo insisted he is a Democrat and in favor of the country's highest court taking up the allegations of electoral fraud. He also insisted it was Ping supporters behind any rigging. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly in a Bongo stronghold with 99% turnout and a 95% Bongo vote. This is VOA News.